You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
We welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And the date today is the 26th of Safar, 1447, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 21st of August, 2025. Alhamdulillah, over the past few weeks, we've been discussing on marriage in our fiqh program. You can get the podcast on our website and under this segment, Al-Fiqh al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today we continue with this discussion where we are specifically speaking of the rights of the wife and the rights of the husband. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum mauna Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for joining us. Does Mufti Sahib have any news items to share with us today?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today in South Africa, it is the 26th of Safar, 1447, and 95% of the country, it is the 27th of Safar. So Sunday night in South Africa, we must scan the sky, and inshallah, we will usher in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Inshallah, Monday will be the first. And all other countries where today is the 27th, so you must scan the sky on Saturday night. Remember that for the new moon and the crescent. So that's one. Two, if you look at South Africa, there are so many people coming to give lectures and whatever. I saw one now, you understand, Nurun ala Nur. And if you look at the speakers there, I know two of them. I think there's three. So it's not Nurun ala Nur, it's Zulumatun Ba'duha Fawqa Ba'd. You understand? It's all darknesses there, you must remember. One is a Pakka Murtad, one is a Munafiq and a hypocrite and so forth and so on. So therefore, these type of people, to invite them also is a major sin. And second one, you must remember to attend their lectures, to read Salat behind them is not even permissible. So we need to be very, very careful and so forth that, you know, instead of doing a service to Islam, we are doing a great disservice to Islam. Then you get some chaps who say you must come dine with us and so forth, and then they charge money. So what? These are real scholars for dollars, you know, and so forth and so on. So be very, very circumspect and careful, you know, that with which Maulanas and Muftis and all that. You see yesterday, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai, which I spoke about, that in South Africa we want to now elevate people to the rank of Qutbul Irshad, and what crazy things, you know. So remember that everything must be kept in their own rank and status. Not we go make hulu and go and make go to another extreme and so forth. So these are a few things that we must take cognizance of, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, coming to this topic, often it is one party or one side or one spouse is always claiming the rights and the other, they're not willing to fulfill their responsibilities. Mufti Sahib, where do we start with this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah that today we have a wonderful topic and is addressing every Muslim male and every Muslim female. But before we go into the topic of Hukuku Zawjain and Al-Mu'ashara, you understand, that husband-wife's rights and how do we interact with one another, as a foundation and introduction, we should understand the following. Number one, what is Islam? If somebody asks you what is Islam, you must tell him or her, Islam is Deenun wa Nizamu Hayatin. That Islam is a religion and is a code of conduct. any aspect of life you want, you will find some guidelines, some directives, whether we are in khalwa, whether we are in jalwa, whether we are in private life or public life or whatever life we leading, right? So now, let's understand, I'm here in a building now, right? So now we are here, you must remember, downstairs, and I'm upstairs where I stay with Allah's help and with my wife. So now, you must give tashbih, similarity of Islam to a structure, to an edifice, to a building. So you have the foundation, then you have the walls, then you want to have how many stories? So what is our foundation? Our foundation is our articles of faith. I must believe in one Allah Jalla Wala. Surah Qul Huwallah is excellent, study it. Then we have to believe in all the angels, all the divine books and scriptures, all the prophets and messengers, and we have to believe in the final day. We have to believe in taqdeer, see good, bad, happy, sad, all comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And we must believe in life after death, this paradise and hellfire. So all these things here are considered. Believe in the Quran Sharif, believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So all this will be the articles of faith. Islam's message is global. So therefore, we don't accept some messengers and reject others. We don't accept some books and reject others. Nay, ours is comprehensive because Islam is the best for all times, all places, all circumstances. So that's our foundation, non-negotiable. Remember that. Then the first wall we go to, now we just use the studio as an example. So that wall there is the first wall. So that will be ibadat, our fasting, our siyam, our salat, our umrah, our hajj, our zakat, all those things there, right? So that's just but one wall of Islam. Then we come to the second wall, and that is muamalat, our business dealings. How do we deal? You understood? Or we just practice how the non-Muslims want. Legalize interest, legalize this, legalize everything, basically Allah forbid. So we must know we have our unique system and so forth. And to practice on that, that is one of the biggest Sufism. That is the biggest tazkiyah. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, student of Imam Malik, and the teacher of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in Musnad al-Shafi'i, his name, his name, Nami, Ismail Grami, is mentioned 7 times. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the prolific writer, they asked him, لِمَاذَا مَا صَنَّفْتَ فِي الزُّهُدْ? Why you didn't write something on tasawwuf, tazkiyah? They said, who said I didn't write? So they said, what? Said, go read my Kitabul Buyu and my business chapter and practice on that, then you will be Azkan Nas. You will be one of the most pious of people. We thought that Tazkiyah, Tasawwuf is just to shake our head and make some zikr and all and finish. And business and all we do upside down, like today. So remember, majority is business is upside down. So that is Mu'amalat. That is our business and everything. Third wall will be Mu'ashara. That how do we interact? How do we interact with our wife? Quran uses the same word. Chapter 4, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect, with justice. Therefore, to sit in the company of the pious people is imperative. In Hadith is Sahih in Ibn Hibban, Al-Baraka ma'akabirikum. Through Baraka blessing you will find what you big elders. You see that? Is the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sahih authentic Hadith. When we sat with Hazraji Nawarullah Marqadahu of Jalalabad, he passed away in 92 on a Friday. This is 77 I'm speaking about. He came 5 times to South Africa. So 82, I know he came because my father passed away and he told me what to do. And you know, in the 70s he came, in the 80s he came. Anyway, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah is one of the senior khulafa there in PE. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada there in Frey Hatefuss Dundee before that Ladysmith, senior khulafa and one of the first khulafa from South Africa and so forth. So like that you must remember. So you sit in their company, then you will learn. So Hazrat Nawarullah Al-Qadaw used to say, the whole world can say you are good, but if your wife and children say you are bad by Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're a bad person. And the whole world can say you are bad, but your wife, children say you are good. But in the law and in the Rasulullah, by Allah Jalla Wala and my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be considered a good person. See? So that is the barometer, the criteria. So our interaction with our neighbors, with our clients, you understand? We're running a business with our employer, with our employee, with our siblings. With, it goes across the board, across the spectrum. Then the fourth one, the wall will be our akhlaq, our character and all these type of things. If you look at the word, it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, chapter 68, verse 4, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your character is so sublime, so you must exalt it. You see, today the problem with me and you, what we are sanctimonious. Sanctimonious, big word. What it means, we have a double identity. In front of people, we are somebody else when we are alone with somebody else. That is not akhlaq. Akhlaq, if you mean, it comes from khuluq. It becomes our natural habit, our natural quality, our fitra. We change our shahwat, our desire, our khaishat according to that. That will become the akhlaq of that person there. You see that? Not in front of somebody, now you become generous, but your tabiat, your nature is you stingy. You get the example of what I'm saying. So like that, we must understand this thing. So we are very far from these things here. So we must learn. Today, everything we do, therefore I have to agree with Mo Desai, you know. On 90%, 99% I have to agree. Today our jalsas, our doing, our actions is riya and wasum'ah. 90%, 80% is just to impress the people and to impress the eyes and ears of people. Trash to impress, finish and done. So the dimension of ibadah, pleasing Allah, pleasing Nabi alayhi salam, all that doesn't even enter our hearts and minds and all this stuff. So now we got the structure, we got the shell. Now what are we going to do? So the amount you're going to practice on, so you can put up a 10-story building, you can put up a 50-story building, you can put up a skyscraper, 1,000-story building. That is our amal. You see that? How much da'wat we're doing, how much tabligh we're doing, how much amal we are doing. So once you explain that to people, then they will understand. And end of the day, remember, we will die, we will leave this world. Always remember the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. Every day sunset, his face would come somber and serious. Sanjidagi paida hoti. Urdu, you say. So they asked him, what's wrong? He said, naqasa fihi ajali wa lam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan is decreasing, but my righteous deeds are not increasing. You see? To be in our life, I'm 70 years old, Islamic, do we ever think like that? That tomorrow I have to go in front of Allah, yawma yaqumu an-nasu li rabbil alameen. So these are issues, you see. Now when you understood that, now you are married. So now when you get married, so both, you see, then will come selection of spouse. You must get married to a lady who you think at least that she is on the same wavelength like you. Now our Suleiman is working at Marqa Sahaba. He knows what he is. Now he go marry an air hostess. He go marry a top shot female lawyer. Mm. He go marry somebody, you understand, madam in the school and or somebody there. So that you, is a recipe for disaster from day one. Mm. That you weren't or you're not on the same wavelength. You must remember that. So therefore, we must ask Allah. Therefore, I'm dead against this, and Islam is dead against this. Leave me what we are, we non-entities. We say, no, I must marry this boy. I must marry this girl. Total wrong concept that is. Say, Ya Allah, let me marry that lady. In kana fiha khairan. If there's goodness for her and goodness for me. You, my sister, you want to marry that boy. You must say, Ya Allah, let me get married to him if there's khair for him and for me in that union, in that marriage. That is your starting point. Now, where the hell we think of all these things? Today, our starting point is, Ketro malai ba bajra gata karu. You see that? That memon for you, Maulana, maybe you thought you got the wrong station. So you must remember, you want to get married to that girl, how much she got and how much her family got. So we bring everything down to the rain, cents and dollar and rupees and paisa. And Khatri Suvrupari, how smart is she? You see? So today's criteria, when you look at the lady, is it about Jamal? And when the lady's family, girl family, look at the boy, so it is all to do with Mal. You must remember. That Iman, that Taqwa, that Akhlaq, all that doesn't feature at all. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us this. Open Tirmidhi, open Mishkat. Idha khayyum Maulana, you got daughters. So this hadith for you, you must write it down. And your wife must look at it, your daughters must look at it. Idha khataba ilaykum mimman tardawna deenahu wa khuluquhu. When somebody proposes for your daughters, sisters, nieces, and you are happy with his deen, that person is not a Shia, a Qadiani, or Aga Khani, or somebody with corrupted beliefs and so forth. So deen wa khuluq, and khuluq, the character. For so we do, get your daughter married. Never mind, he's not the same jat. He don't speak the same tal and the same language. Never mind, he's not so fair in complexion. Never mind, his bank balance is not so heavy, you understood, and so big and all. You get them married. Why? فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ If you don't do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ أَرِيثٌ Then you will see there will be fitna, mayhem, chaos on this earth. That is the criteria Mustafa رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ is giving us. So that is where we are failing today. Now you start. Now my brother, you know him. Every day he picks me up for the time, Brother Muhammad Khan. So yesterday he's telling me they opened some new branch there in his, you know, there they got a new filling station there on the highway there, Robert Shum, that BP. True. You know that famous one there?
So it won't be opening up there.
Yeah, so it's this. So you say they opened that up. You know more than me, Mohan Zahid.
We drive fast, they go in Marlboro.
So you must remember this time. I just make GGG with the time. We drive there once a month, maybe, you understand? So this, so mashallah. So this. So I said, no, very good. Wednesday afternoon, duas accepted and us and all these type of things. So the point I want to make is this, that now when we start our life, husband, wife, so when are we going to get married? Where are we going to get married? What will we do when we get married? Where are we going to get married? We're going to get married in the civic center. We're going to get married in the hotel. We're going to get married where everybody can see my wife. So our foundation already has led us to something upside down. You understood? That bunyad, that asas is already skew. So how are you going to build the edifice and structure on that crooked foundation? It will become like the leaning tower of pizza and pizza and whatever you want to call it. You see that? So that is what will happen. So you must have that know the nikah will be in a masjid. We'll announce it and everything will be done simply. No videos, no nothing, you must remember that. So in that way there, and put all the men on the floor. You see, put them on the floor. So you must eat here, so this time of thing. You don't like, go fly a kite. So you must, the woman, you can tell them, yeah, you sit on the chair, whatever. So you must remember, how many people will prepare? Maulana is not prepared to do that. Leave awam in public, you must remember that. So, see. So simple suggestions I'm giving you. Thereafter, adabu laylati zifaf, the night of the wedding. How many of us did it? Well, I don't want to get involved in your private life, but Mawzaid, if somebody asked you, did you do that? You, Suleiman, you were married, you did it. You understood? 90% of us, we never did it. Maybe we even knew it, but we just saw the wife, and that day she was dressed like to, you know, kill like, you know. So, oh, that, you forget all the sunnahs and everything and all this type of things. So, is it true? So you see that you call this istihzar. So you try and remember the things to remember for that occasion. You see? So that is where we are. So وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ Don't be from the ghafil people. Don't be from the people who, oh, I forgot that, I forgot this. So now that was, you only have one wedding night. You're not going to get married every 10 years, 5 years, 2 years. Normally we're speaking about, you understand? So at least do that right, you understand? It's like I give you just one example, it will help you in life. Mawzaid, that now Allah give everybody long life. But somebody has to pass away in your family who's very close to you. But you are not going down in the grave. Or you are going down in the grave. So when people are very close to you and you know the brother's going down in the grave, then call them one by one. Why? When you're lowering the mayit, then read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. How many janazas are taking place every day? How many people are reading the sunnah dua for that occasion? You see, that is where we come in as the maulvi of the family. You understood? We have to teach the people on that occasion. So whenever it's my family and that, I call as well. I know four guys go in normally. So I call two, three of them, bah, read Bismillah and tell all the guys who are there. Because one, two guys, maybe we don't even know. So we are going inside. But the guys we know, we must tell them. You see that? So then they appreciate. Yeah, this is what we are. Because the family is emotional. They just lost their mother, they lost their father, they lost their somebody near and dear to them like that. So that is where we come in and just teach them. Now tomorrow you have to perform a nikah. Hazrat Mona Zahid Khan Damat Barakatum is performing the nikah. People say, wah, wah. Shabash Kalandar, char number. You see that? Very good. So after the nikah is performed, before the signatures and before all, bye. This is the sunnah dua to read after nikah. Your long, long dua we'll make afterwards. Read the sunnah dua immediately. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah, follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Yuhibbukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah will forgive you. Since the last nikah I attended, the maulvi didn't even read the dua at all. So, which kind of Maulana you are? You understood? So remember that when I just performed the nikah, he, the guy, must say, nikah tua wa qabil tua. I say, bye, everybody read after me. Barakallah. Barakallahu lakuma. Wa barakallahu alaykuma. Wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. I said, finish the sunnah tua is done. So now you must remember, everybody will do their sahih signature. And the Imam Sahib is here, the Maulana is here, Shaykhul Islam is here, this one, they'll make the dua. We did our job finished. Eh, sometimes they insist we must make that, we make the dua. So, but you understood now? So that is how we must bring the sunnah practically in our lives, you see? These type of things here. Now we don't do that. Then we wonder now, how the marriage went sour. You see, Maulana made the istikhara. What you talking? Our Sheikh made the istikhara. So since when your Sheikh is so ma'asum and all these type of things, you understood? Nabi sallallahu, Nabi Allah ta'ala sent wahi revelation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You tell your adopted son, Zayd, he must marry, you understand, Zainab bint Jahsh. Who commanded who? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded her. So both said, if Nabi, you command, then we have to accept, what can we do? But they were not compatible to one another. You understood? But Allah in His wisdom wants to show something. So the marriage lasted few weeks, few months, all that. Ya Rasulullah, we not. Okay, gave talaq. Now if you just stop at that juncture, you'll say, but how could Nabi alayhi salam do that? The marriage is destined for talaq. But Allah wants to teach humanity a lesson. What? Ibtalu, hey, that to nullify, that belief, that you can't marry your mutabanna's wife, your adopted son's wife, you can't marry her. So Islam came to make ibtal of it, to nullify it and so forth. So therefore Islam allowed that. But because they heard what Allah said, they heard what Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah elevated them so much. Zayd got so elevated, no more Zayd bin Muhammad, but the only Sahabi whose name is in the Quran Sharif. Falamma qada Zaydun. Nobody, a kafir Shia can read, he has to read Zaydun. Whether he like or he don't write. Isn't it so? And then she, Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh, a paragon of beauty, stood. She said, how can I marry this Zayd? She said, Nabi Sarah, finish and marry. Then Allah said, you made such sacrifice. Your iddat is finished, zawajnakaha. We perform your nikah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to her. That is Allah. So many times thinking, but what happened, you understood? But when you analyze it, you will see ni'mal badal came. You will see wa asa an takrahu shay'a wa huwa khayrun lakum. So my ustad Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahab. Now his daughters, when I was studying there, you understand? Seema, Shaista, they were very young, you understand? But very beautiful. So one day I met him there in Umrah or Hajj or what. Now they grew up in all in now 15 years, 20 years. And he said, this is the son-in-law. So I just looked, man, I said, you understand? What a match this is, man. That lady was so beautiful that this guy looks like a really simple Simon guy. My heart, you know, that thought came. Then he said, MashaAllah, unke ek ladka hafiz hai, do ladke, dusre alim hai, ladki ye hai, wo hai. You see? So sometimes, you know, in school what we learn there, Mazahid, never judge a book by its cover. You see that? So you remember. What's the sense? You have the most handsome guy, but he's busy with other women and does, he don't read salat, he don't worry of halal income and all these type of things. You see? So there are a lot of related issues. If you want a successful marriage, you know, understood? Five daily salat. Which husband and wife today worry whether they read the five daily salat or not? I mean, let us be honest. 80% don't bother, read, don't read the teacher. You know, understood? So, it was, remember. So, that is the reason how we go upside down. If you're a true Muslim family, then you will practice on the hadith in Ibn Majah. That husband will wake his wife up the Hajjud time. Wife will wake the husband up the Hajjud time. Never mind the two rakats. You see, today the cutoff time was 5:15, for example. You understood? For Sehri and 5:14, 5:15 here by us. So even up past 4, quarter to 5, 5 o'clock also you woke up, go wuzu, toilet, wuzu, two rakats. Allah Jalla wa Ala appreciates it so much, so much, so much. In Ibn Majah it comes, oh husband, wife, you woke one another up. Allah instructs the malaika, come on, put their name. وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرًا. They remembered Allah abundantly, profusely. You see. Now me and you, our halat is what? One day we woke up tahajjud, then we already thought we waliyullah. Then 6 days we must fajr salat. You understood? So not waliyullah, Shaykh al-Islam wrote the kitab al-Furqan, بَيْنَ أُولِيَاءِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَبَيْنَ أُولِيَاءِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, you know, master. He said, these people are not awliya ur-Rahman, they're awliya ur-Shaytan. You must remember that. So now if you look at the Ummah, it's like that today, you must remember. So we have to address all these things. One point I must mention this, you know, is not normally mentioned. And that's where you are guilty, Mozaid. I am guilty, Suleiman is guilty. We, the man, 99%, 90% we are guilty. Where? See, we, the men, look at our body, you understood? So you will find physically all that we are much stronger compared to a female. Therefore, these haramis, they speak about gender equality and us and that. When I hear these non-Muslim women speaking about August, men and women, they say it's the women's month and we want gender equality and we want... They talk utter rubbish, you know. They don't, they just parrot, you know. Whatever the white men say, they just parrot. Parrot is stupid, idiot people. You are morons, you are. You understood? I'm asking you, in tennis, I used to play a lot of soccer, cricket, tennis. Today, everywhere in the world, whether it's Wimbledon, whether it's Flushing Meadows, whether it's what and all that, you must remember this. So, you see, the men, they play tennis, best of five. Who wins three sets, he wins the championship, he wins the match. And remember that for women, they play best of three sets. So why you don't make equality there? You yourself are not doing equality. So see, Islam, this is a very vital point. If you're giving a lecture tomorrow or Saturday, Sunday, you have to make nikah, perform nikah. I don't make nikah now, you go make nikah, I mean lecture and all that. So you, Suleiman, listen nicely also. So you must remember this, شَقَقْتُ مِنْ إِسْمِي. I took a portion of my name and I cut it off. And that portion in a woman's body, I gave it my name, a portion of my name. My name is Rahim. I am Allah. I am very, very merciful, mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form, call whatever you want to, right? Now what I gave woman, I gave her rahim. I gave her rahim. I gave her the womb. You see that? So now that womb spoke, Ya Allah, that you gave me, that I will be in the woman and I will be the womb. But this human being, the zalim, his desires will rip me to pieces and tear me to pieces. Then what about that? Will that all happen to me? See what Allah said. فَمَنْ وَسَلَنِي وَسَلَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever joins me, meaning they take lihas, they try and fulfill the rights of the wife, rights of the mother, rights of the daughter, rights of the wife, all that there. So then that I will join them. My mercy will come to them. وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَطَعْتُهُ. And whoever rips you and cuts you off, then I will cut them off. See, now you start. You got daughters. So obviously, that they are going to experience all their changes. And a lady has a menses. The pain they go through that time, me and you can't even imagine it because we don't have it and all this. For us is what is just hit and run and a quickie and we sleep. You understand? So what is that? You understood? So there's sometimes the man is so hungry, they understand, he wants to even fulfill his desires while they're in menses. You understand? So we understand this hadith, shakaktu whom in ismi, this whom I took from my name and I put for a lady. So now she goes to the menses. So now that hormonal experience and changes in her thinking, her brain and her everything is experienced. Then she will fall pregnant. Then she will give birth. Then she will do breastfeeding. No man goes through all these things. Yeah? And you speak about gender equality, your brains are in your front or the back. You must remember this type of thing. This is Islam. You see that? So therefore, see that beautiful hadith. If you remember it, Zayman Zahid. And then he said, Sheikh Zahid, Damod Barakat. So you must remember that, that African person used to pull the camels. You see? And now you must go Makkah, Medina, and far long distance. With car today, take you 4, 5, 6 hours, and depending how many stops. And so with a camel, take you 1 week, 8 days, 9 days, 10. So now what they would do? They would sing the poetry, you know. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Ya Anjasha, you the African Sahabi Anjasha, Rifqan bil Qawarir, and he had a golden voice. Take it easy, O Anjasha. You got glasses here behind you. What is the glasses? Who are the glasses?
The females.
The females. You don't go sing so much and push it up so much, you understood, that you will break their hearts. They start falling in love with your voice. You see? Rifqan bil qawar. Now, if that is the case for him, then what is the case for me and you, Maulana Zahid? Me and my wife, you and your wife, you and your daughters. And now you carry on with me. Waqis ala dhalik. And keep on making qiyas. Do we really worry about our woman's menses? Or she's pregnant? Or she has to give birth? Or she has to... We just worried about our lust and desire. We must just park and finish and clock. Yeah. You see? So this hadith, it shows us volumes of knowledge. That the women, so they Allah made them. And gave them that they can take on much more challenges. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one personality, the most beloved, but precious to Allah jalla wa ala. That's why the hadith you did in Bukhari Sharif. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, when the world turned against me, that's the time she believed in me. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. When the world did not want to finance me, she gave me all her wealth. She's the mother of my children. And the hadith ends off in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. Now imagine if you don't have your wife supporting you. You understood? Then how that marriage will function? So why Allah calls Makkah Umm al-Qura? She's the mother of all the towns and cities. When you have the mother, you know, in Urdu is very beautiful, you know. Every language will have, but we don't know all these languages. But in Urdu, they say, Ma ghar ki nurani batti hai. You see that? Then the mother, she is, you must remember, that the light of the house. So people gravitate to her. See, people are living here, there. Eat time come and it's weekend, Saturdays. I say, we're all going to mother's house. You're going to make eat there. Big house, you see, letters and all. So that Allah made them such that they, everybody will gravitate to them. So now it starts with your wife. Now you selected the wife, she's like this, and then she herself is khabisa, and she herself got no morals and that. So what's going to happen? So that is where our problem starts, you must remember. So this hadith, shakaktuhu min ismi, that I took this portion and placed in the woman. So this woman is made that she can accommodate everybody. She can be the wife, she can be the mother, she can be the sister, she can be the murdi'a, the foster mother, all that qualities in one. Me and you as men, we can never, 100 men can't do that. Who can do all that? Nobody can do all that. So you must remember these things there. So therefore, today when you speak to these lighties, they only worried about, she must have blonde hair and brown hair, and green eyes and blue eyes and haru. You understand? Let me get married. And this devil. So then, who's to blame actually? So we must also take all these important aspects into our life. If you want to speak about hukuku zawjain and fulfill the rights of the wife and so forth and so on. Therefore, you see, you know, sometimes, very seldom, I Mausema gave me wonderful. He said, you might not get involved in these things here. I've been through the mill in all. Mausema was like a father to us, you know. Because we just came out green. I just finished in the Darulum in Karachi. And then after 2-3 months, I landed here November 2nd, 1980. And January, I was teaching there, you see. Now you come out dry, you're totally green. You don't know what it is, you know. And our Darulum in India, Pakistan, and here is a mean Asman difference also, you know. So this type of thing here, there's much more flexibility. There's not like that. So anyway, so like that it is. So then he'll call you and tell you, see the seed. Then after all, after teachers resign and lot of Damal and all that, so the last 10 years, 91 to 2000, so then I became very close to Maulana, you know, so that we speak a lot of Mashura and so. So anyway, so all these things happened. So the point I'm making, you tell me, don't get involved in all this fasakh and this and all, but leave for the other people, let them do that. You know, because they say awam, they will say you, and you signed it, they'll say, see, here's a signature, he broke our nikah. You know, like that, you know, find a point of life, like a father giving advice to his son, like that. So that is what we should be doing, and this type of thing. Ooh, today he's prepared to listen to all these things there. But then again, the question comes, which kind of tarbiyah we made? You know, understood? So we say that this student is like this, or this son is like that. But a lot of time is our fault also, that how did we nurture and train that youngster, you understood? Or that daughter, or that son of ours, and so forth, and so on. So these are very, very important things. Then we can say, husband's duty is what? Roti, kapra, makan. You must give a house, you must give food, you must give clothing, you must give this. What is your duty as a wife? That you must be ever ready for your husband. Whenever he wants to fire up, you must be ready. You understood? So you must remember. You must be chaste, you must be pure, you must look after your children. This. But before we reach all that, these are all the other factors that we must take into consideration also, which are not mentioned normally, you see. So that is what is of paramount importance as well. Ji.
Mufti Saab, a question here is, our daughter is married abroad, alhamdulillah. So does it mean she cannot visit her parents at all? It's 8 months now, we haven't seen our daughter. Yes, she is married. So does it mean her parents have no worth in her life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, that again comes to the same thing here. So you must remember this, that what happens is that people today, they give their daughter, and now the daughter is staying in Dubai, staying in Australia, staying in New Zealand, staying here. But jade gal avi, when the proposal came, didn't they tell you they're living overseas? So you knew you're giving your daughter there. Now you say, does it mean we can't see our daughter? So you must. So speak to her. Today you make free WhatsApp calls. You understood? And these type of things and all that. Speak to her every day, every second day and all. You want your daughter after 8 months, after 12 months to come? So fine, you don't expect your husband, he must pay every time for the ticket. So you must pay, and then you must go there, because she can't travel alone. She needs a mahram. You see all this? So who's supposed to think of all these issues? That is one of the biggest objections I have on these girls' madrasas. They get these girls and then Australia and here and there and that. One day I went New Zealand. You see, I went twice with Allah's help. So then what I know, they say, no, this girl is going to the girls' madrasa. So I say, let her go. It got nothing to do with me. He say, no, there's no mahram for her. You must just see no harm comes to her. So what must I do with that lady there? I with my wife. You understood? So you to come from overseas, then who's going to be there to chaperone them, to be the mahram for them? Who?
Okay.
Say, no, zarurat here. Now we start with the healers. You see? So why was that? You should have told them they go study there by your upper in your country, in your town, in this. No, we must show off that so many foreign students we got and so forth. So you, when you got your daughter married, you knew your daughter is going overseas. So now you don't expect the husband must pay for every time. So you want to go, you can go visit her. The husband won't say no. Or you go and the father, the brother pick her up, take the husband's permission and bring her home. So all the husband won't say no. But you don't expect, and Islam will not tell him that every 6 months, every 1 year, there's that you must pay for the ticket and she must go home. And Islam won't say that. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us authentic hadith. Remember in Musnad al-Hakim, "Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan al-rajul ummuhu, wa inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan al-mar'a zawjuha." So you must remember that the person who has the greatest rights over me, O Muzahid, after we got married, is still our beloved mother. And wa inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan al-mar'a, and the person who has the greatest rights over the lady after marriage is who? Is her husband. Leave everybody else. I give you my example. I got married in Shawwal, 10 Shawwal, you see. When? 1399. Which year we now, Maulana?
1447.
So you can do the maths yourself, right? So you must remember these things here. 1399, 10 Shawwal. See, that's why I admire them. My father-in-law, mother-in-law, 110% tablighi. Say, very good. I said, see, I'm telling you from now, I'm going to get married to your daughter. I get married today. After a few days, me, I'm going to Pakistan. I don't have house. I don't have any. You just go, man. Asa dua karna si. You see, we'll make dua. You don't worry. So 3 days we spent in the hotel. Then I locked my wife up from outside. Nah? So I said, you don't open this door. The only time you open it, this hotel catch on fire. You understood? They can hit and hit. I got the keys. You just keep quiet. Don't answer anything and all that. So there 3 nights we spent there. Then I had to go look for that. There, the pizza ready, the house and the stuff and what all that. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, grace, when everything happened there. Then, and the house was opposite the madrasa. In less than 1 minute, I mean the madrasa, 50 seconds, 30 seconds like that. Allah's fazal, you see. So all that happened. So now, if they tell me we want to see our daughter, so what I would tell them, yeah, you'll see her next year. I'm studying, I told you before. But see, they never did that. So my father-in-law, 79, I told you the other day to check it up on the Google. You can check it up again. 1979, Hajj, he decided to come. Stood alone. And he came. And they told us he's coming. Then he said, after Hajj, of Karachi. I'll come Karachi. You see that? Oh, very good, come. We don't know what's happening exactly. Those days were not all this WhatsApp and all this and all that. You must send tar and all this, you know. Tar means telegram. So he got boarding pass, Maulana, my father-in-law, Ovi Muhammad Haji Ovi. You teaching there, all these youngsters are Ovi. So Osman Wali, you see, that's my father-in-law's name. Waliullah he was. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Very pious man. So anyway, he went to the Saudi counter with the boarding pass. He said, no place, the place is full. He told that Saudi guy, I'm one person alone, you give me. He said, I don't play, I have place for half a person. He mocked at him, you see. The plane took off. Then the plane crashed, everybody passed away. Yeah, you saw it, isn't it? Saudi Airline 1979. So you see, Sajima says. So now we know nothing, right? Then after that he came and all that and this. Now he was very good. He knows Urdu, he knew Gujarati, you understand, and Meman, all these languages he knew. English obviously master and all that. Somehow, suddenly he ring the bell. I'm upstairs there also, you know. I look from the window, I say, your father is here, my father. So I went down, we hugged. Then he's telling us the story. I supposed to be in that plane there. Allah Ta'ala bachayega, Allah Ta'ala saved us. Is there?
23rd July, 1979.
You see, so you must remember. 29th is July it was.
That's what it says, yeah.
But after Hajj. Can't be 79 because I got married in September. So you must remember that. So must be after, or maybe 80. So this thing. But anyway, Saudi Airline it was, and this type of things. Understood? So we can't be dead because then I wasn't married still. So you must remember that. So anyway, to cut long story short, so he came to visit. And he spent, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it was, 2 weeks, I think, I can't remember exactly. So like that. So you got your daughter married there overseas, so you can go visit them. You don't expect him to send, because he told you he's going to stay in overseas and so forth. So today, that 79 and that, oh, because you got no speaking and all that. Who you could speak to? You couldn't make a direct call. You have to make a call, you have to wait for 2 days, 3 days, then they'll tell you this time you must wait by the phone. It will come via London or via Paris or via Rome or somewhere like that. That is how it used to be. You understood?
Suleiman sent some news. This one says November 26, 1979.
Yeah, that is right.
But so, yeah.
Your computer is a little zigzag, but Suleiman is right.
It says Pakistan International Airlines.
The Pakistani?
She.
After Hajj?
She.
Yeah. Then a Pakistani chalo, so maybe it wasn't Saudi, then Pakistani. But it crashed with everybody. But you know, even if it's Pakistani airline, the guys serving on the counter are the Saudi guys, you know, so this devotee. So he told him, I don't have place for half a person. Never understood? So you must remember that. So that is right. So we got married September, October, November, you see. Because I got married Shawwal, so that, you see, and so that makes sense, yeah. So you must remember these things here. So that is how it happens when you get your daughters married overseas and so forth and so on. So all these things must be threshed out before. You must remember that. Not you first give and then you say, oh, now my daughter is gone here and all this type of thing. I know of people in South Africa leave others my own family. If we in Heidelberg, Joburg just say, now the word boy came from Durban, say, no, we can't give. Zebo Chetwa is too far. 500 kilos, 600 kilos is too far. So I said, no, if it's good, you must give. You understood? It's not so far that you have to go with a passport or something. So remember these kind of things there, that it's marriage is give and take. You must remember these things there. And always remember that beautiful hadith, shakaktu min ismi, that I cut off the portion from my own name, and that is I gave the woman. Understood? That's why the woman can tolerate so much. You must remember this. We can tolerate all this kind. You think we Mozaid, example, if we could get pregnant and give birth and all, you think we should manage?
No.
We would blow our gasket finish, you understand? And the child also will die and we also will be dead.
With the C-section with all the injections and we faint.
So
but they get
it. You see? So you know all these things, you see? So you must remember this, all the problems they go through and all these type of things. Yeah? So that is why the woman must be treated special. Remember that. That's the bottom line. Remember that. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and so forth and so on.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.